The International Federation for Human Rights has said Malian troops have carried out summary executions in several towns. It said the soldiers killed some people only because they did not have identity documents. Malian troops, along with French forces, are battling anti-government fighters in the north. The Palestinian Authority is threatening to bring Israel to the International Criminal Court if it continues its settlement activities in occupied territories. PA Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki has urged the international community to hold Israel accountable for its crimes against Palestinians. He made those comments after attending a UN Security Council meeting. Israeli forces have killed a Palestinian woman in the occupied West Bank. Medics and witnesses said 21-year-old Lubna Hanash was shot in the face. The incident took place north of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. Two other people were injured. Israeli forces often launch unprovoked attacks on Palestinians. Nine people, including two children, have been killed in fresh U.S. assassination drone attacks in Yemen. The attacks took place in the capital Sana'a and the province of Al-Bayda. Washington has claimed its drone attacks target militants, but on the ground, civilians have been the main victims. Fresh clashes have erupted in Syria as the army is continuing to fight militants. Battles have taken place in the northern city of Aleppo and the suburbs of the capital Damascus. The unrest in Syria has escalated over the past months. Foreign-backed insurgents have been fighting to topple President Assad's government. European Union leaders have criticized British Premier David Cameron for promising to hold a referendum on the UK's membership in the bloc. France and Germany have said the move puts the EU's cohesion at risk, and Austria said the decision would be harmful to the economy of the whole of Europe. Another hostile move against the freedom of speech, Spain has taken Iran's Spanish-language TV channel off the air. The Spanish government has ordered Madrid's regional government to stop the broadcasts of Hispan TV. Spain's third biggest party has demanded an explanation for taking Iran's Hispan TV and Press TV off Hispasat. Rohingya Muslim refugees are continuing to pour into Thailand amid ongoing violence in the western state of Rakhine in Myanmar. Thousands have made the dangerous journey in overcrowded boats with limited food and water. Violence in Myanmar has caused hundreds of deaths and made thousands homeless since last June.